Go to mikeshealthychoices.com and look for organic vitamins.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's another live worldwide broadcast. It's Monday, the 13th day of April, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We don't have any guests today because there is so much news to get to. There is just tons of news. I don't know where to start. Hillary Clinton is now billing herself as a simple person, a simple kind of man, a simple kind of woman. And so it's a gimmick. She's driving around the country in a van, a 1,000-mile trip she started in a van. She's a common person battling the 1%. Paul Watson has an article, Hillary vows to protect Americans from the 1% while being funded by the 1%. We need to really have an article correcting this, and we've done the math. They demonize the 1%. If you're making $300,000+ a year, you're in the 1%. And most people making $300,000 a year are the folks buying cars, buying houses, having large outlays of money in the service economy. Every study shows that. So the system is busy demonizing the 1%. If you look at the billionaires, most of which are globalists and insiders that make their money out of government deals and centralized monopoly capitalism. We've done the math before, but it's 0.00000, and then you can debate the numbers after that. You're talking about 5-6 zeros, and then you start looking at the 6,000 people in the Kissinger Group's own analysis, Rothkopf's breakdown of it, that actually run the planet, and a lot of those 6,000 people only have, you know, $50, $60, $70 million in the bank. And that sounds like a lot, but there is now talk about the first trillionaires. And Apple is set to become a trillion-dollar company. And that's part of the devaluation of the currency. And if you had $100 million back in the 40s, that was like having $10 billion today. So, yeah, there's over 1,000 billionaires globally, and they're adding more all the time. There's the headline, got a trillion, the world's first trillionaires already in the making. And so I should probably do a whole special report on this. I guess I could just do it on air. Kind of what special reports are is here on the radio, a lot of times I just go off my memory, which is pretty accurate. But then I'll say, you know what, this is important enough. Let me pull all the proof of that and really back up what I'm saying, which is kind of what we do live time. If you're a TV viewer, you get an added dimension, and I'd say only 15% of our overall listeners are viewers, but that's really what you can't argue with, because I'm just sitting here making these claims. Our great crew in there aren't just switching, you know, cameras and punching buttons. They're also searching what I'm saying and, you know, staying on me. You know, sometimes I get things wrong. In fact, quite often, I mean, usually I just get a date wrong, or I flip numbers around, or they're like, no, Alex, it's not that guns are used 14 times more often to stop crime than be committing crimes. It's something like 47 times, and they'll pull up the new study. It all varies. The point is, we're a lot more accurate than what the establishment pundits are putting out. Most of the time, mainstream media itself is pretty darn accurate. It's just that those stories don't get any attention. But if something's getting promoted as the top story, if something's getting pushed as the big establishment drive, like carbon taxes, global warming, stuff like that, then you know it's super, super phony. But more and more, the public's not buying any of it, so even the establishment is now turning on Hillary Clinton. We'll break that down coming up. Parents in trouble again for letting kids walk alone. What's behind the nanny state? We'll break it down. The Guardian reports the government hides surveillance programs just because people would freak out. more mandatory vaccinations coming. Now they're going to withdraw your government services and not let you travel.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. I was driving into work this morning and just thinking about how huge a crisis we face with the criminal elite of the planet synthesizing and developing different criminal systems of fraud and manipulation. But at the same time, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction in Newtonian physics. And we know that in this third dimension, that law is sound and true. And so it is the epic challenge of the globalist assault on their fellow man that will separate the boys from the men, the women from the girls, the pro-humans from the anti-humans, the parasites from the lovers, the builders. It is an incredible time to be alive. And the sophisticated attacks we face are legion. But number one, it is the prosperity of civilization and the Renaissance is the sea we swim in. And it is that unparalleled prosperity, even with 100 million plus people not working in this country and similar numbers around the world, that allows the great evil to grow. So it's a paradox. Many historians pointed out the cycle of you go into great tyranny, great oppression, There is sometimes hundreds of years, if not thousands, of dark ages and pain. Then, as things get worse and worse, a cadre of heroes emerge out of that incredible pressure. Some diamonds are created. That gives rise to a new civilization based on liberty and renaissance and individual honor and strength and voting with your actions. And then you develop renaissance. You develop great times of human enlightenment and acceleration of understanding and technological discoveries, compounding on discovery. Compounding on discovery, milk and honey, flowing through the streets. But within that ether of the milk and honey grows the disease of decadence, of slovenliness, and within the complexity of freedom and the complexity of its true diversity, within the giant structure of endless amazement, people become decadent, they become sotted, they become foppish. They become dandies. They become focused on petty things. And that's just the general public. Then the parasites hide in the complexity and begin to turn things around and wage war at a spiritual, instinctive level. The tyrants should love the producers. The parasites should love the dreamers and love the builders because that gives them a bigger coral reef ecosystem to live in. But no. They instinctively, spiritually have enmity and hatred for the builders, the constructors, because they're jealous of it and envious and know that you're much more powerful than them. At a spiritual level, you're just blinding light to them, beautiful and huge and magnificent. And they hate you. They want to extinguish you. They want to live off the rubble of what we've built. And a microcosm of this is the internet. You say a microcosm, the internet's gigantic. No, it's tiny compared to the universe. It's but another life form, an interface with humans and machines to interact with each other, and through that, giving rise to new algorithms of mathematical life and connecting humans in ways that we never would have imagined. So any attempt to invert that against humanity is only going to break into a trillion pieces. But that's a positive look. The negative look back through the prism, through the looking glass, through the rainbow, is that we've got the whole world's knowledge at our fingertips. Incredible things. Amazing photography, art, literature. Access to just unbelievable communication. And we see IQs dropping physically. We see brain activity lowering across the Western world. And as it's introduced to the third world, precipitous drops as well, following the exact same line. We see a dull-eyed spectator, heartless, soulless spirit descending. Because no one then appreciates the information anymore. A book before the Gutenberg press would cost an average worker an entire lifetime's salary. A book was more expensive than a mansion 600 years ago. A fully illustrated book. It was power. Just 200 years later, there were bookstores all over the developed world just brimming with books and hundreds of thousands of authors fighting to intellectually put their ideas out, and just explosions of understanding and art and literature and the Renaissance. My God, it's beautiful. But out of that heart of freedom and beauty grew the military-industrial complex, grew all these other frauds that now are bigger and more dangerous than anything we've ever faced. Now, I'm going to get into all the news here today. It's just that at the bottom of the hour, I want to start more and more focusing on our ultimate destiny and having a debate about what that destiny is. I will not tell you what I would like humanity's destiny to be, because I'm still learning and seeing and marveling and just being blown away to be part of this time-space continuum. Now, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Rob Dew actually has it back there, captured from NASA in HD years ago. We have it. It's also one of the backgrounds for here. We're going to be playing some of the footage of the space station going around the Earth, and I'll be here basically narrating it for radio listeners. And we've got this new footage I didn't get to yesterday from astronauts with GoPro cameras, just some of the amazing footage there, just to get us to start thinking about looking outside the planet, because we don't appreciate the planet. We don't appreciate all the freedom we already have that's being taken away. Why don't we look outside the world to realize just how small we actually are and to get a feeling of the infiniteness of everything? Because within that, it doesn't make you feel small. It actually, in my experience, makes you feel big. And we can tie into that Zen timelessness that can bring us the deep strength that we need to transcend the global social engineers who on record wish to shutter the doors of perception and keep us dumbed down in a state of mindless, frivolous, medicalized tyranny, focusing only on what they are feeding us. Now, coming up, I'll get into all the news. It's just that this is a revolution of perception. When you finally step back and don't even get into the whole debate about Hillary, she's disempowered. She is a wicked, evil, corrupt political operative, the worst of the worst, when every indicator shows the American people, the people of the world, want true independence that are real and actually stand for something and who aren't bought and paid for by the big five megabanks. But everything Hillary puts out is a lie within a lie. She claims that she's not with the 1%. Well, that's a socialist, social engineering, class warfare term. It's not 1% that are running things and creating monopolies. It is the 0.000000, what did it come out to? 2-3. If you calculate 6,000 people globally that have more than half the wealth, then in almost every case, you study how they got it. They got it from inside deals or monopolies or scams or government contracts. And then to a man and a woman, almost all of them, are funding 24/7, taking your property, breaking up families, forcibly inoculating, taking your guns, driverless cars. It's this 6,000 people that Kissinger Group wrote about in Superclass that are the enemy. They are the globalists. They are the eugenicists. They are the trash. They are the problem. They've already built up existing systems, though, to where if you remove them, their underlings would step right into those positions, because systems of fraud have been built in the last couple hundred years based on gaming and manipulating, to where you couldn't just arrest all these people for treason and then give them jury trials and then have this stop. Because we've now had it hardwired into us where if you cut the tumors out, there's, you know, the tumor's half the liver, the tumor's one of the lungs, the tumor's part of the heart, the tumor's in the brain. They've gotten all the pension funds, all the economies, all the systems based on government drug dealing, based on money laundering, based on all of it, to where you can only survive being part of that in the system, and then they selectively put you in one of their prisons as slave labor when they catch you involved at the lower level of their own paradigm. This is how you enslave people. You create artificial ecosystems of economy, you force people into it, and then you strip their rights because of it. Coming up in the next segment, mandatory vaccine bill passes hurdle in Sacramento despite passionate protests. It's going to the governor soon. They say they've got the votes to have it leave the legislature. And meanwhile, I like him killing carbon taxes, but boy, is he a tyrant. Abbott, this is not our Abbott in Texas, but the leader of Australia, government withdraws child care payments from anti-vaccine parents. And this is how I told you they'll come at us all over the world. 35 years ago, there were 6 vaccines on average. Now there's more than 50. They wanted to make it over 100. They're killing us. This is the takeover. This is the line in the sand, one of many. Stay with us.
From the producers of the multi-award-winning documentary A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, Free Mind Films is proud to announce the release of their third film, Shadow Ring. Narrated by award-winning Hollywood actor Kevin Sorbo, Shadow Ring will review the history of America's hidden oligarchy and their hidden agendas, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, and the Federal Reserve Bank. Get an exclusive sneak peek and secure your copy today at shadowringmovie.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Groove for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars Live is what I call it. If you're a radio listener, that's our main audience across the country. I want to thank you for tuning in on our AM and FM affiliate. Please spread the word about the broadcast in your area. If you're a business owner and want to be all in the fight against tyranny, put up a billboard. Put InfoWars.com on it, the name of the station, the frequency, and when the show's on. Will your action save the world? No, but your act of resistance with others will bring down the globalists. And we found nothing else in the world. This blows me away. That's why I don't want to be thanked. Nothing in the world at exposing the larger global panopticonic takeover of the technocrats, in their own words, than this broadcast. And I don't see myself as doing that good of a job. That's what freaks me out. If other folks, slicker, smarter, more focused, stood up and sort of taken action, who never thought of themselves in that role, you would be leaders that were just amazing. I'm like a little man compared to some of you that could be like Godzilla on the scene taking down the globalists. And I need you to take action. You might be a Hispanic. You might be Asian. You might be white. You might be black. You might be who knows. You're a human. We are all together, not in the socialist way, but in a true human way, fellow travelers. We're brothers and sisters together in this epic crusade for the good guys to win. People are ready to hear the truth, but the world's so complex on the surface. There's so many fake choices that the public doesn't really grasp why this is happening. But it is organized. I've read the books by Carol Quigley and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller and Helmut Schmidt and Tony Blair and Prince Philip and Prince Charles and Rothkopf and Queen Beatrix and Prince Bernhard and Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin and V.I. Lenin and Marx and Engels. I've read hundreds and hundreds of their own books and writings. My God, it's horrible. Back when I had time, I'd see some evil globalist quote. I'd read what book it was supposedly in back before most books were scanned online. And then I would send off for it. I'd order it online or I'd go to the library and get it just to turn to that. I remember hearing Rush Limbaugh when I was in high school, a high school senior. First year he was on in Austin, or second year, back when his show was a lot more hardcore. And I heard him say, Gloria Steinem is CIA with leftists in the CIA to destroy and enslave women and to get them in the workforce to pay taxes. He wouldn't say that today, at least not that I hear. When I have heard it, it's just isn't the same person. No offense, I mean, it's just true. And then I went home and I thought, I've seen that book, and it was on the bookshelf. My mother had bought it like 5 years before, and I went to the back and looked at the bibliography, and there it was, and there she was admitting it. And it was stuff like that. I would obsess on things to see if it was true. I mean, think about that. The modern feminist movement is CIA to destroy the family. This government is a foreign occupational enemy that runs the CIA. The 1947 was a coup by basically globalist intelligence that already ran OSS. Spectre basically ran the OSS. Their symbol is an octopus. They just don't call it Spectre. The globalists always describe themselves as an octopus or a hydra. You're like, wait a minute, Spectre, Hydra, all these movies. Yeah. They're criminal groups within institutions. That's why they want bigger governments. That's why they want power. Because through that, these combines, this 6,000 superclass, Spectre, can do whatever they want. And let me give you the newsflash. They financed Hitler. Just got chills. Because they needed to have that opposition to make their eugenics takeover to be more sophisticated, look loving. Oh, we don't wear scary black uniforms. We're liberals. Look, a black man, a woman. Oh, take your shot. We won't let the racists stop you from getting your abortion or your vaccines. Oh, half the Hispanics are about to, was already like 30% of diabetes. Half of you are going to have it. Oh, you're dying. We love you. Take your Gardasil, John. We want the open borders so we can tax you and kill you. I mean, love you. But in the meantime, you'll vote the Hilbert plan. And then, see, once you get the globalist perspective, it's like, oh, my God, you're not bored anymore. You are in a fantastic science fiction movie. And that's what I'm trying to get over to people, is that it's epic. It's epic. It's epic. It's epic. We're on a planet in deep space run by scientific crazies that want to kill everybody.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Come on. We can beat them.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get motivated, people. Turn on.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Another world,
another time,
in the age of wonder,
in the age of wonder,
another time,
this life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Power of their source. Think about creativity. Think about the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Think about all the potentials for humanity and start thinking as a species, as a human race, and then all of these incredible triggers will be flipped in your mind, in your gut, in your soul, and you will then see the mission laid out for you in God's plan specific to you. Now, the globalists start at the end, not at the beginning with that. They say, we are collectivists. You must come together for humanity. You must give up the needs of the individual or of the few for the many, to quote the socialism from Star Trek. And on the surface, that rings true, but not if it's centrally directed. It always turns into a nightmare, even if it was meant well. Only individualism, then collectively coalescing in a destiny, will build things that really work and are fantastic and phenomenal. But there will always be haters who hate the magnificent civilization, the systems that we build as little expressions of God, made in God's image, creators. People say, well, that's just the Bible. I don't believe some 3,000-year-old Old Testament. When you actually read the Old Testament, every other ancient script basically says the same thing. Whether you believe it's an allegory, a parable, a composite of things that happened, the point is that it's true. When you break it all down. And I sit back and I just marvel that the technocrats have been able to convince people from birth, sitting in front of television sets, with the false reality that they were projecting, to accept it and give them their trust. And I liken it to putting a worm on a hook. The worm is juicy. The worm is good. The worm is nutritious. The worm tastes wonderful to the fish. But it's got a hook hidden inside of it. But the line looks invisible in the water. The creature, the entity on the other end, knows just how to make it look like it's a real worm going through the water or a real minnow. And your desire for it makes you bite into that apple. And now you're pulled up into a whole new level of atmosphere. You're a fish out of water. And that's what the globalists seek to do, is build a proto-matrix of televisions and smart grids and surveillance and entertainment and control as a mask, as a bag over your head. But you never know it's a bag over your head as you're shipped to the global Guantanamo, as your soul is, because from birth, that hood is pulled down over your head, and it's jacketed with TV screens. They even actually have this now, filament plastic that has a television screen on it and projects images. They've had that for decades. But image it as a bag over your head with television images, 3D, virtual reality. And whereas if you try to put something like that over your head and never done it before, you'll get nauseous, you'll get sick, you'll hate it. But if you're born with a bag over your head, you will adapt to it. The globalists use our own adaptation against us. That's why they do things slowly, like binding a woman's feet when she's a little girl. She thinks it's beautiful. She thinks it's fashion. She thinks it's cool. It's really a social control used in Africa, Asia, and the Americas by the Mesoamericans to suppress the ruling class. You can't feed yourself. You've got to have foot-long fingernails. You can't be able to walk because you're a goddess. And look how beautiful your little feet are. The equivalent of a size 2 and a woman that should be a size 8. Deformed, ugly, gnarled feet of a beautiful young princess, but that way the king didn't have a woman getting too uppity and in his face. She can't even walk, and when he wants to come in and have sex with her to procreate, because she's the daughter of the last king, he can, but she can't come bother him when he's out hunting lions or tigers or elephants or jaguars. And that's what feminism and all this modern garbage is binding your feet. Or in Africa, they didn't want the ruling class women to get too uppity, so they'd say, it's so beautiful that you've got rings around your neck. And they didn't have women with these foot-long necks where if they ever took the rings off, they'd die, they'd suffocate. And the women couldn't even walk or run, and so they just had to basically stay in the tent and shut up. Oh, but it's so stylish. Can we pull up African women with rings around their neck, please? Can we pull up bound feet, what they look like? Because when you understand this, you understand everything. And women still today do it. Women all over the world picked up this fashion in the last few hundred years to mimic the ruling class and all of their garbage. My great-grandmother was a very beautiful woman, but I remember going to the nursing home and seeing her and her deformed feet from cramming them into those shoes. Just like women know diamonds are semi-precious and are total garbage, but they want you to spend a year's salary buying them a rock so they can show off to other women. It's all trappings that didn't come from you. It's all oppression and bars and chains, and I want them off. I'm here telling you how the magic trick works. I'm here exposing it, not because I'm special, but because I am an animal, thank God. I don't mean an animal in that I'm not sentient and special and made by the Creator. I mean I've got my hardwired caveman instincts, and they see an enemy right away. They see traps. I'm the bass that sees the hook in the worm. I'm the bass that doesn't take the bait. Or I took the bait when I was a kid and got it ripped out of my mouth. I got a scar to this day as I schooned the bottom. I know I'm going to look at something more than once before I bite into it. And I swim over to another school of fish and I say, I've been into that before. They'll take you up to the top. I got pulled up in the hot, burning something and it was all blurry around me and it was painful, but then it pulled out of my mouth. And I'm just saying, you don't want to bite into that, but see, bass can't talk. They can only learn by instinct and experience. And if that bass survives and is able to spawn and lay eggs or fertilize eggs, genetically, they've taken groups of wild bass and put them in tanks, and 15 generations later, bass know the silhouette of predator fish versus the silhouette of things that aren't predators. They instinctively know the shape. Just like they've done 10 to 20 to 30 generations of chickens inside enclosed warehouse. And they fly above them. Generations later, the image of a triangle, they're not scared. The image of a circle, they're not scared. But the image of a hawk, they all run like bloody murder to the coop. They never saw a hawk. They never saw anybody get killed by a hawk. They never got told about a hawk. They know they already had it. You got it too. The battle programming, everything we need to crush this scum. These people are nothing. They want to take our programming and subvert it to bring us down. No, we're going up, you bastards. We're going all the way, and you'll never stop us. Do you understand? I hate your guts. And I hate seeing you feed on innocent people. I want to stomp your ass into the ground. I want to crush you, you chicken neck scum. You filth. You think I'm afraid of you? You can do nothing to me. And we're going to get your ass. You, excuse me, I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to settle down. I just start thinking about what they do to people. All the little babies they killed, how they're using babies and genetic engineering and for food flavoring, how they degraded us and treated us like crap and tried to teach us that we're worthless. We're not worthless. You got to see these people for the lying scum that want to hurt you and your family. Let me tell you, if you caught somebody breaking in your house, and they got out of your house, say, with your grandma's jewels that meant something to you, or your dead wife's jewelry, or whatever it was that was special. Or maybe a fishing rod your grandfather gave you, whatever it is they stole. And then one day, you're at the pawn shop, and you see somebody there trying to hawk your grandmother's ring, would you get mad? Yeah. But you wouldn't get mad if they put poison in the water on record to mutate our genetics and screw us up and lower our IQs. I mean, they're not just attacking one person. They are attacking our very species like they are demon aliens or something, okay? Let me tell you, these people got a lot of will. They hate you. And that's why I'm not even going to sit here and debate this stuff with people anymore. I mean, do the college kids at Media Matters getting orders from the White House really think that 99% of you aren't going to get that White House job down the road that pays anything? You're going to be hung out to dry. You're not even going to get any power out of selling out. And I mean, I guarantee you, you got cousins that are dying at young ages. You got neurological disorders in your family. You can see everything I'm saying is true. We're under attack. Why would you sit there and serve this? Oh, because I get it. because of gay rights. You're all gay or something. All you are is just the brainwashed group who's having something dangled in front of them because everything's being taken to tell you there's some new right out here, or maybe you're a socialist and you hate rich people. You work for the richest people who want to destroy the ladder up for everybody else. I mean, it's so evil. And it's so easy to break out of this if you just pull back and go, what a joke, and admit you were con, admit it was all a lie, and begin researching for yourself. But see, your subconscious mind has already been preconditioned. These subliminals are admittedly there. They're also overt that you can't beat the New World Order. So your gut knows this is all true. And again, all your gut is your subconscious right through your spinal cord to your intestines, basically communicating to the rest of your endocrine system what's going on. And so when you hear all this stuff and you're a new listener, you want to laugh at it or get upset or say, this guy's nuts. It's because you're scared. You don't think you're powerful. You don't think you can change your environment because they fooled you to think that a hero has to defeat everybody by themselves. That archetype that they falsely push of one guy defeats everybody. That's not how it works. One guy can start a chain reaction that defeats the globalist. Or there could be key players in that. But the real power is just you becoming aware and admitting it to yourself, and then it unlocks everything from that point. And then you'll see opportunities to expose this paradigm. But the biggest thing we can do is think about how beautiful and wondrous this planet is. I just saw a photo last week. It was photo of the week out there all over the place of the volcano with the lightning striking it. I mean, simply over the top, beautiful. That's the type of majestic stuff that I have personally seen. One time I was out at the lake, and there had been a thunderstorm, and I saw triple rainbows. But, of course, my iPhone was dead. It was one of the first iPhones that didn't charge well. It was triple rainbows with huge black-blue clouds with lightning shooting out, and it looked like something out of a My Little Pony video game or something. It looked so fake. It was so beautiful, and the volcano I want, guys, is Joe Biggs' screensaver. He brought it over a few weeks ago, and I'd seen it in the news. That's the one I want. It's a still shot. It's a 35-millimeter photo, or maybe digital, of the volcano and then the lightning striking. It's just epic. That's what I want to show people. But regardless, for TV viewers, I mean, the footage of the shuttle flying above the Earth and the time lapse of the storms and the cities and the oceans and the ports and everything, the footage of the Saturn rockets and decoupling, footage of the GoPros they released just a few days ago, and then you mix into that all the horror and the garbage going on down here at the ground, it made me think of all this when Edgar D. Mitchell, one of the astronauts that went to the moon, and they did go to the moon, folks. People get mad at me about that, but they just didn't show you all the real stuff that got them there. I have that from high-level folks like Raymond Teague on record. You develop an instant global consciousness, talking about looking at the Earth from the moon, a people orientation, an intense dissatisfaction with the state of the world, and a compulsion to do something about it. Absolutely. A compulsion. It'd be an honor to be killed by the globalists or tortured. I don't want that to happen. My flesh is scared of it, but not my guts, not my soul. Man, I'm like, whatever. I'm not afraid at all. I'm going to read the quote without ranting. You develop an instant global consciousness, a people orientation, an intense dissatisfaction with the state of the world, and a compulsion to do something about it. From out there on the moon, international politics looks so petty. You want to grab a politician by the scruff of the neck and drag him a quarter million miles out and say, look at that, you son of a bitch. I hate to talk like that, but sometimes you got to, just like the astronaut did. Look at that. Or let's say we didn't go to the moon. You don't believe that. Look at the newborn baby. Look at the stars at night. Look at little fish down in a pool and little crabs in an eddy pool, you know, on the West Coast, or whales, or the wind through the bamboo, the sea. Just look at your grandmother, your grandfather. Think about all the people that taught you things, just all of it, and your connection to all those people that come before you. It's magic. And then you look at Times Square and the globalist attempt to induct us into false realities to then teach us. So people see aliens blowing up the planet. They see thousands of murders a week simulated. All these video games. And then they can't differentiate the real epic things, the real over-the-top, huge things that are going on versus all the petty false stuff. And the brain gets confused and then doesn't know what's a real threat, what isn't a real threat. Yeah, that's the photo right there of the volcano and the lightning. Incredible. We'll put that full screen if we can. Oh, man, look at that. Volcano starts erupting, shooting up ash. It causes static electricity, and then, boom, lightning. Imagine the ancients seeing something like that in Greece or in Italy and then saying, "Ah, I saw Vulcan up there with his hammer building weapons for the gods." And even if that was just an archetypal vision they were having and those gods didn't exist, it didn't matter because now look what we've risen to. What we've built would be more fabulous than anything the gods of old humans could even dream. And it's because we have such potential, the enemy, who seeks to be God with a big G, wants to pull us down, the children of God. And these are the big secrets. We need to transcend them. We need to see how small they are, what jokes they are, and then have courage against them and not be afraid of being demonized or attacked because we have the light of the universe with us coming into the darkness. We have God's light. We will save humanity.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lestig. Kick some ash with Lestig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. New Mana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, New Mana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, New Mana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy New Mana today at PowerPrepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
I intend to open the phones in the next hour, and then there's a special report that's extremely powerful that is just being completed as we speak that we're going to air at the bottom of the third hour. It's the one-year anniversary of something Harry Reid and the Occupational Government Homeland Security hopes you don't remember or see. And that's the feds aiming M4s and 308 rifles, not just 223, at hundreds of peaceful people who marched in on their own land to free cows that were being allowed to die. Again, they had range rights going back to 1877. They ran off 34 other families. He was the 35th family. He would not leave. They raised the fees to a point you could not pay him. The fees didn't start till the 60s and were very low and reasonable. That's how it always starts. Just like I meant to talk about this. If you watch television from the 40s and 50s, it's all got very good pro-America, pro-family messages. People ask, why'd that happen? Well, the social engineers admit they made it very legitimate, like the worm on the hook, to look tasty, to look good. And then they began the social engineering to now it's nothing but what you would call deviance. And by deviance, they just want you to deviate from the normal human program so you never have rites of passage that activate memories. That's what rites of passage is. When I was younger, I hated ritual. I'd say, why are the cops or the firemen blocking the street for Memorial? Why are people marching? Why do people get into Texas so much? Well, it's because it's all we got. And then at those times of ritual, humans have done that so much that same way that that's why when you're there at a ritual, you start having all these weird feelings and things because it's activating memories. It's unlocking information. And it turns out the elites all know this. Carl Jung, Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud, all of them. But that's the real psychology they're using to control us, not the pop psychology they give us, where they're now announcing a mental illness if you're healthy and eat like a paleo diet and don't like bad food. I mean, I wish I could be that neurotic like the folks I know. They're like 50, 60 years old, look like they're 40, eat great big meals, enjoy themselves, are super happy. These are the coolest people I know. They say you're mentally ill. Why healthy eating may be the new eating disorder. They've got a name for it. Orthorexia nervosa. And they're now announcing they're going to take your kids if you give them these diets. And they're now announcing forced inoculations. They're going to take your kids from Australia to England to the U.S. and California. And they're saying if your kids even play in your backyard below the age of 10, they will be taken. Mainstream news. This is a prison system. I mean, this is happening. And it's all done to keep you safe. Michelle Obama is going to tell your kids what to eat to keep you safe. But she doesn't say don't eat GMO, don't eat all the additives. Oh, no, no. Keep the calories low is the answer. So then the kids are basket cases eating stuff people get better in Supermax. Before I end this hour, if you believe what we're doing, I'd spread the word. This is a teleprompter free. Going with the research and going with my guts, going with my soul, fighting as hard as I can to reach out and activate humanity, to dream bigger, and to get outside the box and see that a bunch of criminals have taken over. We're running a special for the rest of the month where you can get the three products that helped me get in a lot better shape and supercharged and accelerated my slow weight gain for 45 days before I had surgery. I lost another 6 pounds but gained muscle. So it's probably more than 6 pounds I actually lost because muscle weighs a lot more than fat. And you can see pictures of me with my shirt off, not that you're into that, but you can see really the weight loss over 45 days at InfoWarsLife.com. You can get Oxy Powder to flush out your intestines, Super Male Vitality, and Survival Shield X2, proprietary Nation Iodine, all three together with free shipping, or you can buy those individually with free shipping at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And also send that link on to friends and family so they can check it out and have free will to order it as well. Then your purchase supports the operation. It's a 360 win. And that's the only thing I push is 360 wins for everybody. Stay with us because I know it's the key.
Thank you for listening to
And it's not just because I do it because I know it works. I do it because my gut likes it. I will not screw anybody over and have it coming to them, to quote Tony Montana.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.